We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All New Jersey Transit buses have been suspended because of the overturned truck on 495 near the Lincoln Tunnel. Mike Smeltz joins us on the news line from the Port Authority with the latest. Mike.
Yeah, Joe, right now there's a bunch of people. We're standing outside the Port Authority bus terminal because they are not letting people in while this suspension continues. And it's not a hectic scene by any sense, but there are a lot of people waiting outside hoping to ride this out, the suspension out, hoping that that dump truck does get moved and they can get back in the building. I actually spoke to one man who had a guide dog with him. He's visually impaired, and he says he really can't go anywhere because he doesn't really know the route from here to Penn Station, which would be an alternative for someone who can see. But unfortunately, in his case, he's standing out here with his guide dog, just hoping and waiting that, you know, things open back up again here at the Port Authority bus terminal.
So you said they're not even allowing people into the building, Mike?
Right. So no one from where I'm at this entrance, which is the west side entrance of the building, no one is being let in. People are being let out because buses are still coming in to the city, but nothing's coming out in terms of the Port Authority bus terminal. So people are here waiting outside here along, what am I on, 9th Avenue, just waiting outside because what they don't want, what the Port Authority doesn't want, is an overcrowding issue within the terminal. Because when they do open up buses back again, they kind of want an orderly process. And by keeping people outside, at least what they're hoping is that it'll be more orderly than having everyone shove into the bus terminal and everyone learn at a very slow pace that, hey, this is the suspension and people are just going to be filling into the bus terminal one by one.
Well, it's hot outside and it's humid outside. Mike, is the NYPD out there? And if not, I assume they will, because it's got to be a zoo outside the Port Authority right now, right?
There's a lot of Port Authority police officers. There are some NYPD. And what you'll find out here is there's workers from the bus terminal holding up printed signs, printed meaning they took a sheet of paper, wrote out a closure. It's a message that reads that there's a suspension here at the Port Authority bus terminal. They're just holding up sheets of paper, waiting outside and showing them to people so they can see that as they walk past. That's the best thing that they could do at this point for people who don't have the alerts on their phone from the Port Authority.
And you've been talking to folks. What are they saying? They're just going to wait it out?
Everyone that I've talked to says they're just going to wait it out. They're hoping that it clears up quickly. They have nothing to lean that hope on. I mean, they have no information that backs that up, that hopefully the suspension will end soon. But for most people, you know, they park their cars at commuter lots, or they're people who try to catch a bus to Philadelphia or Boston or something like that. There really aren't alternative routes for them to go to. There's not an NJ Transit train that goes to a commuter line, you know, a park and ride commuter line. So this is the option for them at the moment, and they're hoping that within an hour, maybe, that this will open back up. But again, that's not information that they're getting. That's just a hope.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.